Tom Higginson, the lead vocalist from the Plain White Tees, joining the show as we continue to cover Cleveland Liberty Rocks this Sunday. We're going to be there. Obviously, Plain White Tees are going to be there at Crocker Park, which is amazing.
Like Tim said, Crocker Park is amazing. It's in a suburb of Cleveland. It's where I live, in Westlake.
Oh, nice.
And I know you guys have come to Cleveland before, but you ever like really experienced the city when you've been here?
Yeah, we love Cleveland. I mean, of course, you got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's always a blast, you know. And I feel like we usually play House of Blues. It's a great House of Blues downtown there. So, we've got a lot of good memories coming through. I don't know that we've ever played the Burbs, though. I'm like a suburban kid. I've lived in the suburbs my whole life in Chicago, so I love that stuff.
You've worked with your guys in the band for a long time. Do you get tired of these guys?
All the time.
Does it get hard to harmonize with them anymore? I mean, what do you do to keep it fresh?
Luckily, they have really good voices, so I keep them around, you know? It's good. It works out like that. No, we're all like brothers at this point. You know, we've been in the band. I mean, the band started, you know, we were like in high school, 1997. But we didn't know what we were doing for a good 5 years or so. And then when we started having some success and some hits with like Delilah and 1-2-3-4, we were in our mid-20s. So it was kind of this weird growing thing where we were like just buddies in high school and just started the band because we love playing music. And then, you know, luckily we've been able to keep it going and have success and gain all these fans. And, you know, it's just a heck of a life.
You talk about the band in high school. Were you always the Plain White Tees, or did you have like a band name in high school that was, you know, like a random thing where you're like, I can't believe we named our band that.
I can't believe we named our band Plain White Tees.
Why did you name them that?
I don't know. No. I was in other bands, of course, in high school. A band called Harvey's Daughter, which was not that great of a name. A band called the Carbonas. But the Plain White Tees, ever since this band started, that was the name of it.
Have you ever done something where you're all wearing Plain White Tees, or is that just like too
you
much?
Know, it's we've never really wanted to do that, but there was one time we did an ad for milk, like Got Milk, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, we're all wearing Plain White Tees with like little milk mustaches.
So do you still talk to Delilah?
You know, I haven't lately. I did this interview. We put out a new album called Parallel Universe last August. So we were doing a bunch of press and stuff for that. And I was doing this interview in New York, and it was like live on the air. It might have been like an online streaming thing or something. And they asked like, oh, have you talked to Delilah lately? And I said, you know, I haven't, but we'll text, you know, back and forth every once in a while, like, you know, how you been, blah, blah, blah. And they said, oh, well, would you text her now? And so I texted her literally, hey there, on this interview thing, and tumbleweeds.
Never got back
from that one. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's the latest scoop. Well, I tell you what, we can't wait to have you in town. Like as we mentioned this Sunday, excited for Liberty Rocks. Jen and I will be there. We can't wait to see you. You've been great. As Jen mentioned, everybody in Cleveland loves you. So we can't wait, brother.
Well, it'll be good to see you guys. Yeah, it'll be a fun show. Can't wait.